Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. So I hope you're all keeping well, guys. Good to have you with us as always. So today now is Tuesday, the 11th of November, which is Armistice Day. So there's a series of bank holidays, remembrance, bank holiday across North America and in Europe and France specifically. So we've got lighter conditions today, whether we kind of like it or not. There's a lot happening in the background, of course. It looks like we're making steps to reopening the US government, which is great. It's really important that we start getting some data and finding out kind of where we truly stand, because prior to the shutdown, things appeared to be getting worse. We don't actually know if things are that much worse or if things are just sort of finding a bit of a low. So let's go and do the analysis we need to do. We'll have a look at the narratives that are driving prices. We're still in two open trades. We're going to try and manage them carefully because we got a bit of a decent move yesterday across the indice markets. So our S&P 500 trade has rallied quite nicely. Not so much from the pound trade, because we've got some bad news just a little while ago around employment numbers. So we'll have a look at those and average earnings numbers. So a bit of weakness there for the pound. And we've seen a bit of a move in terms of a weaker pound. So look, let's break it down. We've got a few things to consider. So we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. So just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. So this is your ability to analyze markets, look at market fundamentals, risk sentiment, and look at the technical charts. And then what you hopefully will arrive at is some idea about terms of what you want to trade, where you want to enter those markets. Of course, specifically where you want to place your stop loss, because for us, there's a technical aspect to that process. It's not a one size fits all approach. But then, of course, prior to entry, you need to determine your risk. You know, how much of your capital you're committing to each trade. At the minute, our capital allocation is really conservative and quite low, to be fair, but that's more of as a result of the market conditions. And then, you know, how do you really manage that trade? Like, we're going to discuss the S&P, which is quite a good example of how we're going to manage that trade quite harshly. We're not going to allow it to come all the way back, along with trade psychology. So all very important features, I'm sure you'll probably agree. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and willing to be patient as and when that's required. So whether it's being patient to get into the trade or whether it's being patient to get something out of the trade, it's all patience, isn't it? Especially at these quite difficult, challenging market conditions. So let's start with a review then of potential market moving news. So I mentioned the UK data, not particularly good. This is it here, 7 a.m. just an hour ago. 40 minutes ago. The claimant count change for the UK economy coming in higher than previous and much higher than what was expected. But if you look at the unemployment rate, we're jumping from 4.8 to 5.5%. Now, this is an upward moving curve, of course. We got the highs of, which is quite unbelievable, despite COVID, the unemployment rate only rose to 5.1, and we look like we're going to exceed that in the not too distant future. So more unemployment for the UK economy. And what we're seeing here is average earnings index. This is a quarterly number. It's actually now weaker than what the market was expecting. So people are earning less, and there's a higher number of claimants claiming employment benefits. And the final sort of nail in the coffin, really, for the pound is around the unemployment rate is increasing. So, you know, a tough dynamic, really, for the UK. It's a French holiday today, and then we've got a bank holiday in North America as well. So we don't have any pre-market prices to consider today. Just a quick comment really on Treasury yields, the 2 and the 10 year, which are sort of baseline bond yields that we kind of like to focus our attention on. And you can see that they're not really moving. There's a bit of an up and down, but we're still really around the 3.6 level and not much progress. We're sort of sitting around that 4.1 to 4.12, 4.15 maybe, within that sort of range. So it's, again, these bond yields, we'd often expect them to react to market moving events. And they're preferring to stay out of it. So they did correct a little bit off the back of a bit of a sort of a pullback really from the Fed 2 Wednesdays ago. So we did see the progress there. So one of the main narratives that are driving these markets is really around the government open and a bit of positivity across the AI space. Now, so we're still in a couple of trades. We're getting a bit of a rollover now. So we've rallied up to these highs. We've experienced a bit of exhaustion and we're pretty close to breaking this low in here, which is the 68.33. And if we break that, we're going to book in profit on the trade. The reason being is it's bank holiday in North America. We've still got wranglings around the government open. We had the Speaker of the House saying, you know, they were going to give 36 hours to the House to get back into place so that they can get the government open. And will they, won't they? Schumer and Jeffries on the Democratic side don't really like the deal. From what we understand, we're going to get a further update of it today. So let's see how the negotiations go. But yeah, without the AI sort of narrative in full swing, it makes it a difficult trade to want to hold on to. So look, we wanted to let this winner run, see if we could rally. We're running into this resistance level on the NASDAQ, and that's rolling over as well. So for all these reasons, we can absolutely book in profit on that trade, and we're just going to take a one-for-one profit on that trade. We were unable, unfortunately, to stay in the pound as a result of the really bad job numbers that came through. So these are small risk trades. We were looking for this upward trajectory to remain in place. Now, it doesn't mean that necessarily if we get some dollar weakness, then we probably do see the pound dollar, you know, make new highs. But we're kind of in a bit of a waiting phase. As you can see, yesterday's price action in the euro dollar was unable to make new highs or make new lows. So we're in this little sort of, you could argue, just a short-term bullish flag. And we're going to see what direction this market rallies next. We're expecting it to rally higher. Certainly if we get some dollar weakness. Where are we at regarding gold? We had a really good rally, and unfortunately this rally kicked in overnight yesterday, or once these markets opened. We got the rally very, very early on. We were really contemplating whether we could get into it, and as you know by our approach, we kind of need a bit of a pullback to get into it, and we didn't get one. So now we've rallied up to resistance. A short-term sell trade is probably on if we were willing to sell the gold, and our bias is very much to the upside. So we'd prefer, you could argue there's a short-term sell trade, but we'd prefer to look for opportunities to buy in. It's a dangerous market in the sense of who's competing within the market, which is your central banks. And I mean, they don't care in any way, shape or form whether the price is 40, 46 or whether it's 41, 60. It means less to them. So, and that's really a worry, because you could get a $50 rally either to the upside or to the downside, and it's nothing to those that are participating in the market. So it's quite a difficult market for us as retail traders that are like to, you know, we're looking for a, you know, $15, $20 stop loss and maybe a $30, $40 winner. We're not looking at it in those levels. It's quite, I mean, the move yesterday was breaking above So the level we were talking about all last week was the 40, 46. Above that, we'd be looking to buy. Could we get a nice sort of buying opportunity there? The answer is no, not really. And now it's beginning to roll over to the downside. Gold, our bias is still, US oil, should I say, our black gold, we should be looking to the downside. And we're currently trading inside the previous day's highs and lows for the last three days now. And until we get a breakout of that, this is a little bearish flag now at this stage. So look, we're beginning to get this rollover from the S&P 500. So we're going to look to book in profit on that trade. All these markets are now just looking like they're just turning a little bit on the weaker side after yesterday's really quite strong rally. It's interesting to see that the FTSE is in a very, very different space because the weakness in the pound is likely to propel the FTSE higher. Now, it's still, if you look at the lows back here, 7,500, and now we're pretty much at 10,000 for the FTSE when the economy is not performing particularly well, doesn't fill you with that much confidence. The dollar index, this is worth looking at. So this is a strong resistance level. We were talking about the 100 level for quite a while. Last week, we rallied up to it quite aggressively, actually, and now we've kind of pulled back. So we're looking for a little bit of short-term weakness in the dollar index. And to just finish off, just regarding the dollar, it's run out of steam a little bit. I think it's probably the best way to put it. Potential for dollar strength in places. So the Swiss franc, we actually rallied yesterday in the end and then pulled back off the highs. Now it's looking weaker somewhat. A little bit of a rally for the dollar, and now it's looking like it could roll back over to the downside. Good strong move yesterday. So a bit of a mixed bag really for the dollar is probably the best way to put it. We had some dollar strength against some currencies, dollar weakness against others. Euro yen. It's more about one of the weaker currencies of the pound, one of the strongest currencies. Nothing's really standing out aggressively in terms of strength. No. Swiss franc, maybe one of the strongest ones, maybe the CAD. But then the dollar is reasserting itself. So yeah, strength is not really on the table for us, unfortunately. More which market is weaker than the other one. So we've got interesting dynamics. We're very mindful of the fact that we had a really good strong rally yesterday. Sorry, let me switch that to the NASDAQ, which is the trade we've been monitoring. Really good, strong rally. The potential for this rollover is very real now. So let's not hang around too long in the trade. Our bias is very much to the downside for markets like US oil. So there might be an opportunity to start selling oil today. And a bit of a question mark over the S&P. US indices and the euro. So just to oppose that sort of narrative, that little potential sort of upside potential, we've got significant weakness in the pound. Okay, so with all of this in mind, let's put together our trade plan for the day. And hopefully this will keep us on the straight and narrow. It'll allow us to just focus on the right trades, hopefully at the right times. If we get moves in these markets, we'll be looking to see if we can capitalize. So we've still got that mixed aspect to these markets because everything is on a... There's so many narratives that are in play, which could flip either way, one way or the other, very, very quickly. And Donald Trump could come out with something at any minute. Bond yields are kind of, the bond markets are completely staying out of the equation, broadly speaking. And we'd often question why that's the case. And to be honest, we don't really know why that's the case. Why are the bond markets not pricing in this backdrop? If you look at tech, AI, if you look at what's driving market sentiment, it's a very small number of companies. The rest of the economy is not performing particularly well. We've got increasing employment. Sorry, decreasing employment, increasing inflation. Growth, we're not really too sure where we stand. Somewhere in between decent growth and really weak growth. We'll see what those numbers once the government reopens. So there's lots of different narratives that, you know, that the whole funding around AI is more than concerning. It appears that there's some sort of influx of capital trying to prop up, you know, future returns, and it's precarious. I think that's just putting it politely. So we kind of have a bit of a mixed backdrop. Plus, yesterday we were expecting a bit of a risk-on move, which we did get. Again, a little bit more volatile than perhaps we anticipated. But if you look at the AI, we did our Mag 7 analysis yesterday, and it clearly demonstrated that we were, from a probability perspective, we were likely to get a sizable move to the upside across the indices, and that's exactly what we got. So able to take advantage. Now we're looking to book in profit on the trade. So mild risk on market conditions due to positivity around US government reopening. Yeah, that can pretty much stay as intact. So potential further US industry strength, meaning we could continue to look for a buying opportunity. But, you know, if we're going to pull back, we're going to book in profit first. And then we might look for opportunities to buy at lower prices and see if we can do it again. Same around, we have to kind of use the word potential dollar weakness, because we've got a very much mixed bag at the minute for the dollar. Potential dollar weakness. We still like US oil below $60, and we can't really buy gold above the 46 now. If anything, there's a short-term sell trade here, but just from a technical perspective, but if we can buy at lower prices, if it comes all the way back to 40, 46, you know, there'll be opportunities there, I'm sure, for us. So that's, we're going to stick with our euro dollar. Our bias is very much to the upside, and we won't really allow the S&P to pull back too much for us. Right. On that note, these are the narratives. Really, it's not so much a positive Trump narrative. It's more of a government positive narrative around the reopening. And hopefully we get that back on track. And then we'll start scheduling in a lot of the news that's likely to come forth. So as a result, mild risk on, as we've discussed, indices higher, dollar lower. Those bond yields are not doing anything at the moment. And a bit of a mixed bag for commodities as well. So this is unfortunately the dynamics in which we're trading. But what I'll do is I'll post that now into the chat box, guys. So on that note, we'll let you go. And yeah, so listen, thanks for joining us as always. This is today's trade plan, just to sort of narrow our attention so that we're focusing on the right markets, hopefully at the right times. And we'll just see if we can capitalize on one or two trading opportunities. So the details are there in the chat box, guys. From everyone here, thanks for joining us. If you could join us for the European live mentorship room, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time. So we'll see you there very, very shortly. Great stuff. Thanks, everyone. Listen, take care of yourself. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. Bye-bye.